So I invite you to close your eyes and just focus on the energy of your heart. And as you slow your breathing, we come into alignment with each other. We begin to entrain and have a synchronization of our hearts. And within the radiant heart, filled with love, just feel, sense, imagine, think of having that radiant love energy pulsating out from this room and into the earth energies of Sedona. And as that love wash pulsates out into those earth energies of Sedona, it starts connecting with the grids of the earth. And as we continue those pulsating waves of love from our beating hearts, filled with such gratitude for this present moment, it goes out on those currents, those waves, those electrical transfers through the grids of the earth. And every single person on our planet right now is connected to those grids, doesn't matter where they are, what location they are in. And so we wish to send support, prayers of benevolence, assistance, love in this moment. And there is nothing more to do. We will keep sending that love wash throughout the day as we now receive the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. A short message, but a profound one. It has to do with who's here. Some time ago, I gave a channel, and then it was repeated. And two other times, we alluded to it in certain ways, and I want to abbreviate it and tell you what it was. I think the first one may have been another parable of woe. And somehow woe found himself in a magic place which turned out to be his Akashic record. And in the Akashic record, it was manifested by statues. Every lifetime was a statue. And then the parable, woe got to look at the statues. In one that I gave, the statues actually came alive, would come down and say who they were. Well, they were all woe. And he got to see this gently and then perhaps less gently. And he started realizing these were his lifetimes. He was speaking to himself. One of the most profound ones got down and said, "Well, I'm the one who killed hundreds of millions of children and adults. And I did it on purpose, and I did it for my God." And then he stepped back up. Another one came out, a beautiful woman. This one was burned to death as a witch. And the more he learned about himself, the more he realized what he'd been through. He met the sea captain. Now he loves the sea. Woe just loves the sea. The sea captain got off of the pedestal and he said, "I'm the one. I'm in your Akash." Woe, very strong, because you love the sea, don't you? And Woe said, "Yes." And the sea captain said, "We had some wonderful adventures until we drowned." And Woe took a deep breath because Woe hated the water. And then he began to understand and realize that every single one of these statues represented a piece and a part of what he was as Woe. And as he went along the statues and he got toward the end, he realized it was closer and closer to his life. He got to see his immediate past life as well. He got to see he was both genders many times. He got to realize that he is a man and had children in that Akash that he was. He got to see the wisdom of all the collective that was. But the last one was different. The one that was right beside who Woe was didn't get off the platform, but it was another color. It glowed differently than all the others. And the angel that was with Woe, who was guiding this, said, "This one will be unknown to you for a while. This is the one that is still with you in some ways, because collectively you agreed to come down and be here and take the wisdom of the others with you and endure the shift. And that is who I'm talking to. What do you think is in your Akash that would bring you to sit here and listen? Wise old souls, you have been everything. You have endured everything. The best that the earth had to offer and the worst is in your Akash. And so many of you right now are learning to sort it out. And that is the new power you have, to rewrite the Akash, to mine the Akash. Take only the good things and bring them forward. This is the power you have. But in the end, you sit there with all the good stuff and all the wisdom in a time when it's needed the most for you to be normal. And I'll say it again. Show people love, not strangeness. Show people balance and kindness and compassion when they talk, not strangeness. There are so many for so many years who have pushed away so many people because their reactions were not good to what you had to say. This is starting to change. And so what I'm telling you is learn how to love. And you learn yourself first, loving yourself enough to understand who you are and yet act like the master. Mastery, it doesn't react, it observes. How are you doing in that department? Dear ones, this is the theme of the entire day, of the entire 4 days. Is the love connection. That is the connection. It's with yourself. It's with all that has occurred in your Akash. You are in a new awakening time and period, and you're becoming aware. That's who sits here today, almost without exception. It's magic to be able to deal with so many souls that I know and I'm in love with. And so it is.